And good evening to all music lovers, sports fans, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen all. This is Bob Gushereau, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, coming to you from KRVS, 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Public radio for all of South Louisiana and listener supported for 57 plus years. And we thank you so very much. First things first, let's be sure we're following our instructions from our leaders. With this COVID virus around us, we need to be sure we're washing our hands, have small gatherings, keeping our distance, and, of course, getting lined up to take the flu shots as well as the virus shot as soon as possible. I had mine a week or so ago. Going to follow up with it for another shot another week or so. But nevertheless, hope everything's going well for you and your family, your friends. Let's help try and get this virus behind us as soon as possible. Got a good show for you this evening. I hope you'll enjoy it. Hadn't played any Broadway show music lately. I got a Broadway Best 2-LP album that I've had for a number of years. It's from Columbia Masterwork Records. It's a 2-LP set, as I said. It's some great showstoppers from years gone by. And I think I've got six of them lined up for you in one of the platters for you. And I'm going to start it off with I Could Write a Book from Pal Joey. That's the program name. And then, of course, the liner says that the performing artist on this particular thing is going to be Harold Lang and Beverly Fite, F-I-T-E. And we'll start out with them. Again, this is the music of yesteryears, La Musique des années passées. And we're going to start out with some Broadway show music, and we'll wind up with some beautiful romantic string orchestra music toward the latter part of the show. I Could Write a Book from Pal Joey is next on the music of yesteryears, La Musique des années passées.
Thank you.
right, we'll stop the record player for just a moment. That was a lady by the name of Beverly Fite singing from Pal Joey, I Could Write a Book. Next number's going to be on Endo's Hideaway from the Pajama Game. And it says on the liner, that's done by Carol Haney, H-A-N-E-Y, and of course, number two on the program this evening, Orlando's Hideaway on the Music of Yesteryear.
A place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Ole. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets. And no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's Hideaway. Ole. Or any place you go, you'll meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if we go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Ole.
It's dark in here. Fresh.
Who's that?
Oopsie, where are you? Poopsie. Poopsie!
Hey, buddy, this ain't Poopsie.
I know a dark, secluded place. A place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's cold. Joe sent us.
Shh. Poopsie.
At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go,
your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But you go to the spot that I am thinking of,
you will be free
to gaze at me
and talk of love.
Just three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Ole.
That's about all of Hernando's Hideaway. All right. Great Broadway hits, some programs years gone by. All right. Next we're going to have number three on it, and This Is My Beloved from Kismet. And it says that the performing artists on this are Alfred Drake, Doretta Morrow, Richard Kiley, and Henry Calvin. And again, the production number was from Kismet, and This Is My Beloved is the name of the tune. Again, Broadway music from years gone by. La musique des années passées.
Thank you.
What a performance. That little lady was Doretta Morrow, and she was singing, "And This Is My Beloved" from Kismet, and I hope you enjoyed it. The next number is going to be Two Ladies in the Shade of a Banana Tree, and this comes from the House of Flowers, it says here on the liner, and Enid Mosier and Ada Moore are going to do it for us, all again on Ladies. Music of yesteryears with the ladies in this particular one. Two ladies in the shadow of the banana trees. All again on La Musique des années passées.
Shade of the banana tree, how delectable desire as they can be, in the black, black shade of the banana tree. With lips pouting to please, and eyes rolling to tease, the most popular plan, designed to capture man. to the banana tree. What a frolicking spectacle they can be in the ice cold shade of the banana tree. The nights they always fair, nobody never wear a stitch too much from here to here, or even there to there. A man's fortunate child to be born on this elegant isle. You need no wedded wife to taste the joys of life. Look, see, nice.
Agree.
Two ladies in the shade of the banana tree.
Ooh, they're in shade. Ooh, ooh, they're in shade. Ooh, ooh, they're in shade. Oh, oh, they're in shape.
When you get an Oshana, that you crave the Boshana, and you feeling so tense, like cat on the back fence, just cozy up close, need the banana tree, where the boy is gonna take a little liberty, in the black, black shade of banana tree.
Ooh, ooh, they're in shape. Ooh, ooh, they're in shape.
When you pucker your lips, and you groodle your hips, you'll find man in a state, where he just can't. Snuggle up close to the banana tree, where the sizzling climbing suits up to a tea, in the ice cold shade of banana tree.
Ooh, ooh,
the
sizzling tree.
The nights they always fear, and nobody never wear a stitch too much from here to here, or even there to there. A man's fortunate child to be born at this elegant isle.
Oh, you need no wedded wife to taste the joys of life.
Look, see, two ladies in the shade of banana tree.
Like birds sweeping in the sky,
I'm supposed to make you the pass.
They made
me into two ladies in the shade of the banana tree. How delectable desirous they can be in the black, black shade of the banana tree.
Banana tree with lips,
with lips of population, and eyes rolling in the teeth. They host a popular plant, causing giant to catch a bat.
We shade of banana tree, they can be in the ice cold shade of banana tree.
Ooh, ooh, they're in the shade.
What's more, we grow gals sweet as sugar cane. A man is wanting a child to be born on this elegant isle.
Just lays away the day while the cockatoo sings.
Smile your face with butterfly wings. Shake to the music that she can bring. Full of femininity fit for king.
Look, see, nice,
agree. Two ladies in the shade of an eye.
What a production number. Two ladies in the shade of banana trees. Again, that came from House of Flowers, and Enid Mosier and Ada Moore were the performing artists on that particular number. Got two more of these great Broadway best hits for you. The next one is going to be Standing on the Corner, and that's from The Most Happy Fella. And the people that are the performing artists on this one is Shorty Long, John Henson, Alan Gilbert, and Roy Lazarus. Here we go with Standing on the Corner from The Most Happy Fella production of the Broadway show, all again on the music of yesteryear.
Standing on the corner,
Remember that one?
Brother, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Than standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. I'm the cat that got the cream. Haven't got a girl, but I can dream. Haven't got a girl, but I can wish. So I take me down a main street, and that's where I select my imaginary dish. Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by. Imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by. Saturday, and I'm so broke, couldn't buy a girl a nickel coke. Still I'm living like a millionaire when I take me down a main street and I review the harem parading for me there. Standing on the corner watching all the girls go by. Standing on the corner underneath the springtime sky. Brother, you can't go jail for what you're thinking, or for the ooh look in your eye. You're only standing on the corner, watching all the girls, watching all the girls, watching all the girls go by.
Okay, for Standing on the Corner, remember that one? That came from the production of The Most Happy Fella. And the guys that did that was Shorty Long, John Henson, Alan Gilbert, and Roy Lazarus. And the last number on this Broadway Best selection for a listener from way back when, I Am Easily Assimilated. And that's going to be coming from Candide, C-A-N-D-I-D-E, and Ira Patina, George Blackwell, Thomas Pyle, Barbara Cook, and a chorus. Are all going to do this last number for us. So we'll listen to it now again on the music of yesteryear. La musique des années passées commence maintenant. I am easily assimilated.
I was not born in Buenos Aires. My father came from Rovna Guberna. But now I'm here, I'm dancing a tango. Di-di-di, di-di-di-di, I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. I never learn a human language. My father spoke a high middle Polish. In one half hour I'm talking in Spanish. Por favor, toreador, I am easily assimilated. I am so easily assimilated. It's easy, it's ever so easy. I'm Spanish, I'm suddenly Spanish. Do, do like the natives do. These days you have to be in the majority.
Tus labios rubí, dos rosas que se abren a mí, conquistan mi corazón y solo con una canción.
Tus labios rubí. Oui, oui, si, si.
What a production. The Broadway Best 2LP album. Music from Bye Bye Birdie, Irma LaDuce, South Pacific, The Sound of Music. What else? Kiss Me Kate, West Side Story, etc. I just played a portion of it for you. I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope that everything's going well for you at this time. And I want you to know that the University of Louisiana at Lafayette joined you in support of this program and others on KRVS. And for more information about KRVS and to pledge your financial support, please go to KRVS, website at krvs.org. And as I said so many times, any day of the week, any time of the day, any week of the month, any month of the year, time to support our efforts here at KRVS. And we thank you so very much for all your support through the years for the sound of great music and variety of music from this radio station. Next, we're going to wind up the program this evening with the world's most beautiful melodies. And this is a CD put out by Reader's Digest Association, back in 1969. I don't remember when I got my copy, but it was sometime way after that. But it's the world's most beautiful melodies, and it's done by the Romantic Strings Orchestra, and I hope that you will enjoy it. And again, it was released in 89, and I got my copy, I guess, 10, 12 years ago. First number we're going to hear is Some Enchanted Evening. And the liner, of course, does not show anything other than the composers of the numbers and the lyricists. Not often are the arrangers listed in the liner notes for the CDs or the LPs, as the case may be. But we'll start out this evening with Some Enchanted Evening, Rodgers and Hammerstein music, and you're hearing it all on KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area on the music of yesteryear, La Musique des Années Passées.
Thank you.
No credit for the Ranger, for the Romantic Strings Orchestra, but he did a beautiful job on that one. Rodgers and Hammerstein, Some Enchanted Evening. Ezio Pinza made it so very famous so many, many years ago. Now we're going to move over to number four on this World's Most Beautiful Melodies Stardust Moves CD with A Song in My Heart. And it says on the liner, that's a Rodgers and Hart number with A Song in My Heart. Rodgers and Hart, again, all on the music of yesteryears. I'll dial up number four and play it for you maintenant. With A Song in My Heart. Romantic Strings Orchestra. Got a lot of brass as well as strings in that orchestra. With A Song in My Heart by Rodgers and Hart. Move over to number six, the next selection I have for you this evening. That's Moonglow and the theme from Picnic. And the composers and lyricists are DeLonge, Mills, Hudson, and Dunning. And I hope that you will enjoy it. Again, all on the music of yesteryears. With Bob Gusherow, your host here at KRBS 88.7 in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area. We go from Baton Rouge to Beaumont and from Alexandria on out into the Gulf. Hope everybody's listening, having a great time this evening. Moon Glow and Picnic theme, again, on the music of yesteryears. It's number six. I'll dial it up. We'll play it right now. Maintenant. Remember those numbers way back. Mm-hmm. Strings Orchestra. Bunch of reeds and brass as well in that Ravana Strings Orchestra. Romantic Strings Orchestra, with a lot of brass and a lot of reeds and a lot of rhythm. Great arrangers. No credit on this CD for the arrangers, but they did a great job with Moon Glow and the theme. Just heard from Theme from Picnic, of course, you just heard, by DeLonge, Mills, Hudson, and Dunning. Next, we're going to hear one of the great numbers of all time, Stella by Starlight by Young and Washington. Hope you'll enjoy it. That's again done by the Romantic Strings Orchestra on a Reader's Digest CD of the world's most beautiful melodies, and they call it Stardust Moves. All again on the music of yesteryear. La musique des années passées. Stella by Starlight, number 7, coming up.
Thank you.
beautiful music, beautiful arrangements, beautiful musicians playing all those different instruments. The Romantic Strings Orchestra. Great arrangements, a great number of the world's most beautiful melodies, and they call it Starlight Moods. That's the CD's title from Reader's Digest. The next one we selected for is number 10. That's Reverie, and we're going to play it for you in just a moment. Reverie is by Debussy. That goes back a way, I'm sure. That guy was probably in the 18th and 19th century writing music way back for us, way back then. But here we go with Reverie on the music of yesteryear, La Musique. Des années passées. And Reverie is number 10 on the CD.
Thank you.
quiet arrangement. Quiet arrangement. The Reverie by the Romantic Strings Orchestra. And we're just about at the close of the program this evening. You've been listening to some music presented by the Reader's Digest Association. The World's Most Beautiful Melodies, Stardust Moves, and it's done by the Romantic Strings Orchestra. And you've been listening to the music of yesteryears with Bob Guccaro, your host here at KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're going to get into our closing theme now, Two at a Little Time, music written by Henry Mancini for the Glenn Miller Story years ago. We'll do it this evening by the 101 Strings Orchestra, another group that has some great arrangers and great musicians playing with them. I'd like to recognize each week our veterans and thank them for their time and service to our nation, protecting our freedoms to this very day, as well as the people who give blood, our local heroes, the blood donors, giving themselves to help others, as well as the people working at Miles Barrett Cancer Center with children and the Southwest Louisiana Autism Society. And all, of course, with the help of the volunteers, the hospitals and nursing homes and other places throughout our area. Bob Guccaro, your host here for the music of yesteryears every Tuesday at 7. I hope everything's going well for you, observing the instructions our leaders have given us regarding this virus. Get your shot as soon as you can. Follow up with the second shot and hope that things will get back to near normal in a short period of time. I hope you have a very pleasant evening. Hope you'll be with me next Tuesday at 7. May God bless you all. Here's the Two at a Little Time with the 101 Strings Orchestra, all on the music of yesteryear. Our music is on a passé. God bless you all.